This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that NDA government's development model is to prioritize underprivileged sections of society. While addressing the gathering after inaugurating, launching and laying the foundation stone for various road and railway projects totaling over 29,400 crore rupees in Mumbai, the Prime Minister said his government is prioritizing those who were neglected for many decades. Mr. Modi said that NDA government is working to empower poor, farmer, women, youth and other marginalized sections of society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the media should support the government in promoting citizen-friendly initiatives, citing the example of environmental conservation initiative Ek Ped Maage Naam. PM informed that the initiative has been praised at the global level and said that the media could help in making it a mass movement. He underlined the role of newspapers and magazines in the next year 25-year journey to Viksit Bharat and appreciated the media, stating that it makes people aware of their strength. He said this after inaugurating the Indian Newspaper Society Towers at the Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai. All results have been declared in the by-election held on Wednesday in 13 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. While Congress and Trinamool Congress have won 4 seats each, BJP bagged 2 and Aam Aadmi Party and DMK have won 1 seat each. One seat has gone to an independent candidate, Shankar Singh, in Bihar. He has won the Rupali assembly seat, defeating JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said the government is committed to the all-round development of the border villages. He stressed on the need to increase employment opportunities to local residents in these areas and increase connectivity with villages to prevent migration. The Home Minister also said Central Armed Police Forces and Army deployed around the border villages should encourage purchase of local agricultural and handicraft products through the cooperatives. The Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, has emphasized the need to teach law in regional languages. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia National University, RMLNLU, in Lucknow today, Justice Chandrachud said if the principles of law cannot be explained in simple terms to the general public, then there is a flaw in the legal profession and legal education. The CJI said in teaching law, regional languages should also be considered. He said RMLNLU should start an LLB course in Hindi. He said laws related to regional issues should also be taught in the universities. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Italy from Tuesday to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Trade Ministers meeting in Reggio Calabria. During this visit, Mr. Goyal will also engage in bilateral meetings with the trade ministers of G7 countries and other participating nations in the outreach section. In Pakistan, a court has acquitted former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife on charges of unlawful marriage, according to his party and lawyer. Mr. Khan and his wife Bushra Khan were sentenced to 7 years prison days before Pakistan's election in February. At the time, a court found them guilty of breaking Islamic law by failing to observe the required interval between Bibi's divorce from a previous marriage and her marriage to Khan. In T20 cricket, India thrashed hosts Zimbabwe by 10 wickets in Harare and took an unassailable 3-1 lead in the 5-match series. In the fourth T20 international, India restricted Zimbabwe to 152 for 7 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Yashasvi Jaiswal with 93 not out and skipper Shubman Gill at 58 not out carried their bats through to hunt down 156 in just 15.2 overs. In Wimbledon tennis, Barbora Krejcikova of the Czech Republic has lifted the women's singles trophy, defeating Jasmine Paolini of Italy in the final today. Krejcikova beat Paolini 6-2, 2-6, 6-4 in London this evening to win her maiden Wimbledon singles title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.